Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 14 of Spring Letter Month. Have we heard from you yet? We're looking for your feedback about our programming, and we love hearing your testimony about how God used something you heard to minister to you directly. An Algoma listener wrote, "Dear WRVM, the power of radio. As a young child, there was not TV. I remember sitting on my father's lap listening to Fibber McGee and Molly, The Shadow Knows, and My Little Margie, developing my imagination. We didn't have Christian radio, but 20 years ago, when I discovered it, my life has changed. While going through a divorce, I searched the dial and found WRVM to be the best music and Bible teaching I needed. It became my constant companion wherever I went. To me, it is much more satisfying than TV, visualizing the events in my own way and picturing what the announcers look like. I enjoyed meeting them, putting a face to the voice. It is so heartwarming to hear stories of how people's lives have been changed hearing the right song at the right time. Recently, I was having some worry and anxiety problems. I turned on the radio and a preacher was addressing that same issue. Later in the day, I tuned in and heard the same topic, giving me hope that Jesus would get me through. Radio is very powerful in my life. I pray for you daily. God bless you all." Well, I think she said it all when she began with the power of radio. I really believe we would be blown away if we knew the full extent of its outreach. Yesterday, I talked about the phone app and how it goes where you go. Our radio signal also goes where we cannot go, and God is using it to minister to the heart needs of many. At her mentioning of those old radio shows brought back some memories for me. My first full-time radio job was at a station that played some of those old shows, including Fibber McGee and Molly. What a hoot that show was. That was 50 years ago. We heard from Trudy in Gresham. She included her letter in the comments box of our online giving form, saying, "I've listened to WRVM since we moved back to Wisconsin in 1978. I've enjoyed the great music, children's programs, and many of the speakers. I am thankful for this great Christian station in our area." Several ways to send your letter: our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Email is wrvm@wrvm.org. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.